You're listening to continuing coverage in the Las Vegas Reporter murder trial of Robert Telles from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
If we could, please read us the date of when this message is done.
August 24th, 2017, 1:47, 37 seconds p.m.
Okay, and in that second sentence or third sentence beginning there, can you just read that out? It's in the second row.
There you can find and post recipes and videos, learn about ingredients and techniques, ask questions, and share your love of cooking and food writing with other community members.
Okay. Publishing 400. This appears to be kind of instant messages derived between someone by name May and the defendant's phone, correct?
Correct.
So let's look at this first entry. What's the date on that one?
October 1st, 2020, 2:06, 36 seconds p.m.
And this deals with dog food recipes, is that right?
It appears to be.
Let's look at the second text message. What's the date on this one?
October 1st, 2020, 2:06, 36 seconds p.m.
So dog food recipes again?
Yes.
Looking at this date, what's the date on this one?
June 4th, 2021, 2:57, 21 seconds p.m.
Okay, so again, we're not even within the same year as the day that Mr. Derman dies, correct?
We are not.
Let alone a couple days afterwards.
Correct.
And this was, so that's that date. Okay, let's move on to the fourth one. What's the date on this one?
June 4th, 2021, 2:57, 21 seconds p.m.
All right, so when you did a global search for the word recipe, this is all you could come up with out of that phone, or at least that's all that Cellebrite came up with, is that right?
Correct.
Did you also put in the global search box the terms fried rice?
Yes.
Publishing 402. What is the date on this instant message?
March 16th, 2022, 6:57, 34 seconds p.m.
Okay, and what does it say in the message?
Can I get a bowl with teriyaki chicken and fried rice and a side of chow mein?
This appears to be potentially some people with the last name, maybe his children and Mr. Telles.
Yes.
Turning to the second entry, what's the date on this one?
March 16th, 2022, 6:57, 34 seconds p.m.
So, again, not even remotely close to the month of September, is that right?
Correct.
Could you please read out what it says?
Can I get a bowl with teriyaki chicken and fried rice and a side of chow mein?
Publishing 403. What is the date on this one?
That'd be March 10th, 2019, 10:08, 44 seconds p.m.
Please read out the message.
Fried rice, chow mein spelled incorrectly, lemonade, and teriyaki chicken.
Okay, so this was all that Cellebrite could draw up from for fried rice, is that right?
That's correct.
Additionally, did you also run a search for the term Chinese rice?
We did.
This is focusing very well. Okay, and what happened when you typed that in?
No results.
Okay, so there was nothing that popped up.
Correct.
All right, thank you. No further questions.
Ross?
Yes, Your Honor. I understand that there will be another detective called after this witness. Could we have him stay for a potential recall?
Sure.
Thank you.
Sure. So you don't have questions now, but you...
I do.
You
don't... Actually, there's a few things that we'd like to address right now. Your Honor, if I may approach the witness.
Mm-hmm.
Show me what's proposed to defense of the room 3. Could be a property in common part?
It does.
Reference to electronic devices?
It does.
I move for admission of defense of the room 3.
Okay. No objection.
It's a deed.
Somebody publish?
Mm-hmm.
In reference to what may have been Googled, what may have been searched for or not, we do have a list of electronic devices that were seized as part of this investigation. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
And in addition to this, you know, the Dell Optiplex desktop, at the bottom we have the Dell Optiplex desktop that you basically addressed last week through the course of your testimony. Do you recall that? Reader's Monitor.
I do.
We also have another electronic device, the Samsung tablet in black case, correct?
Correct.
These questions that you were, oh, and then again here we have Dell laptop, correct?
Correct.
In reference to these questions for recipes and the like, these questions, and based upon the Celebrate extraction, were based upon searches that may have occurred on the phone that was possessed by Mr. Tellis, correct?
That's correct.
Did you make these same searches on these other electronic devices?
I did not. No.
So you weren't looking for these recipes or anything like this on these other electronic devices that may have contained that information?
I was not.
You with three exhibits, if you just give me just one moment.
I mean, what they appear to be, yes.
You can tell the jury what they are.
Two of them are examination reports from Magnet's Axiom program. One of them is an extraction report from the cellular phone using Celebrate.
And these reports were prepared by yourself?
Can you briefly approach?
Before the lunch break, no, Your Honor, in reference to.
Okay. Anything else on the suit?
Nope.
Okay. I'm going to ask you to step down. You're not excused yet. You're going to be called back, but I think the district attorney just has further instructions for you, and that we'll have you come back and continue with your testimony. Any other witnesses?
We can call.
Yep.
We can call Detective Gaddis.
Perfect.
Sorry, Ms. Parker,
Mr. Ham,
Detective Gaddis.
Are you going to go?
Well, he
okay. Just ask the detective to stay close by.
Yes, ma'am.
For further instructions. Mr. Draskovich, before the next witness comes in, do you want to talk to that detective?
Yes, no? Thank you.
We'll wait.
All right, thank you.
Sorry.
I'm going to have to come do it because he has the mouse.
Okay.
Just make sure.
Thank you, though.
With photos while we're waiting for the computer, if that's okay with the court.
Sure.
Okay, so Detective Gaddis.
Okay, Detective Gaddis, we're ready now.
Please remain standing. Raise your right hand, face clerk.
You do solemnly swear at the testimony you're about to give in this action shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, I do.
You may be seated.
Thank you. Good morning.
Please state and spell your first and last name for the record.
It's Justine, J-U-S-T-I-N-E, Gaddis, G-A-T-U-S.
May I proceed, Your Honor?
Detective Gaddis, in the course of your the investigation into the murder of Mr. Ehrman, did you learn how many vehicles Mr. Tejas had in his household?
Yes, there were three.
And can you tell the members of the jury what those three were?
There was the 07 red GMC Yukon Denali. There was a brown, can't remember the model of it, but it was a BMW SUV, and a black Tesla.
Okay, and we've seen pictures, obviously, of the Yukon and of the car stop with the Tesla, and I think there's some search warrant photos of the BMW. In the course of your investigation, did you become, you know, his residence is on Spanish Steps, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
In the course of the investigation, did you learn about a Planet Fitness located on Charleston?
Yes, I did.
And did you ever drive or try to figure out the drive time between those two locations?
Yes, I did.
And what is it?
It's about 4 to 6 minutes.
Okay.
Depends on which street you take specifically or if you get caught at the light.
Okay. So if you were leaving Spanish Steps and going to Planet Fitness, you said it would take about 4 to 6 minutes?
Yes, ma'am.
May I approach, Your Honor?
Sure. Detective, I'm showing you what's been marked
as states proposed 407 through 410. If you could just look through those and let me know when you're done.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you recognize those exhibits as a map of those two locations, Planet Fitness and Spanish Steps, as well as pictures of Mr. Tellis's BMW?
Yes, I do.
State moves to admit 407 through 410.
No objection.
May I publish, Your Honor? I'm putting on the overhead on what's been admitted as states 407. Detective, what are we looking at in that photo?
That is a Google Earth image of the area of town that encompasses 9624 Spanish Steps Lane and the Planet Fitness over there at Charleston and Fort Apache.
Okay, and on the left side, there's a couple different routes you can go. Is that fair?
Yes, ma'am.
When you look at this, can you put the mouse or show the members of the jury the location of Mr. Tellis's house?
That's right there.
Okay. How about that elementary school, Piggott Elementary, that we hear about?
It's this structure here.
Okay. And then are you able to move the mouse to the Planet Fitness location?
Yes, that is over here.
Okay. And that street, that main street up towards the top of the photo, that's Charleston.
Correct, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
The street that goes in front of that elementary school, do we know what that street's called?
Red Hills.
Okay. I'm putting on the overhead now what's been admitted as states 408. What are we looking at there?
That is the picture of the brown BMW SUV that Mr. Tellis has registered to his family.
And this is 409.
That is the backside view of the same vehicle.
And states 410.
And that is a side profile of the same vehicle.
Okay. Now, the video that we've seen throughout the trial has all been little clips. But for all the video that was collected in this case, was there hours and hours collected from all of these locations?
Yes.
And that was all preserved by yourself and other detectives?
That's correct.
And for the record, Your Honor, all of the long-form video is on state's proposed 372, so we would move that into evidence or offer it.
Any objection?
No objection.
It's admitted.
Okay. Now, with regard to this BMW, did you review video from Piggott Elementary School at a particular date and time?
Yes, I did.
And can you tell the members of the jury what that was?
So I reviewed it for September 2nd, 2022, basically at the time that the Denali arrives back on Red Hills Road and then up toward, as it turns towards Mr. Tellis's house. I continued to watch it as well. About approximately 12 minutes later, the vehicle that I believe is the brown BMW comes out of the same area off the same street and makes another turn down Red Hills Road as if coming the same direction that the Denali had just arrived from.
And so if I'm understanding you, the Denali comes into the neighborhood?
Yes, ma'am.
And then about 10 minutes later, or?
I thought it was about 12 minutes.
12 minutes later, yeah. You see a vehicle that you believe is the BMW go in front of that elementary school in the direction, one of the ways, to Planet Fitness?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And the state, Your Honor, would now offer 406, which should be a clip of that.
No objection.
It's admitted.
Can you cue over?
And are, well, are we seeing the vehicle take a left turn on that Red Hills Drive?
Yes, ma'am.
And the time at the bottom was 12:03?
That's correct.
Thank you very much. I'll pass the witness.
Cross-examination?
Yes, thank you. You've given testimony that the video that you just saw was taken from the entrance of the neighborhood. Where specifically was this video that we just saw taken from?
It was the camera was affixed to the Piggott Elementary School.
Piggott?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
So it wasn't necessarily the entrance to Mr. Tellis's neighborhood, but I mean, it's a couple streets back, fair to say.
I guess we'd have to look at the map to be specific, but it's...
And that was addressed in Mr. Mogg's testimony in the location of Piggott in relation to the neighborhood where Mr. Tellis lives. But, I mean, it wasn't right at the entrance. There was a street that one had to drive up and come around and enter, fair to say.
Yes, it's a fairly short distance, though.
Fairly short distance.
Yeah.
Are you aware, in reference to the neighborhood where Mr. Tellis lives, are there other entrances and exits?
Yes, there is one additional that I know of.
Okay. Showing what's been marked as defense exhibit T3. Okay. Can I represent to you that this is a Google map between two different locations? Is there, I don't believe there's an objection to the commission.
No.
Is there any objection?
No, Your Honor. Sorry.
Okay, T3 is admitted.
This is also a Google map.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out where that is. Okay.
Do you recognize these two points of interest?
Yes, I do.
I may publish?
Mm-hmm.
This, little different subject, but we've got you here, so we're going to ask you this question. This is a Google map again, timed distances, the driving. We have this point here, the red point, the Clark County Public Administrator Office, correct?
Yes, sir.
And that is where Mr. Tellis was working.
Correct.
We've heard testimony concerning the search, I think it was from you, on September 8th, 2022.
Yes,
correct?
Sir.
And this other address on West Vegas Drive, North Jones Boulevard, this is the location that you were able to ascertain from photographs, and you had given testimony that you felt that this was a surveillance point. Remember all the photographs of all
yes.
the various cars? That's that point, correct?
Yes, sir.
And we have a drive time, there's two, and oftentimes these Google Maps, they have different times, but we have 11 minutes and 12 minutes, correct?
Yes, sir.
We have a 4.4-mile distance and a 5.2-mile distance.
Correct.
Court's indulgence for just one moment. Thank you, ma'am. I have no further questions.
Can you
redirect?
No, Your Honor.
Oh,
thank
actually,
you.
Actually, I do. That's I'm okay. Sorry. Obviously, you're the primary in this case.
Yes, sir.
For the homicide detail. There had been testimony concerning these various locations where images were captured, security, ring cam footage, correct?
Correct.
By yourself and others.
Yes, sir.
Specifically concerning Mr. Tellis's home. There had been a discussion with Mr. Mogg concerning his security cameras, and I think you and I had addressed that. Last.
I know I saw the images of the cameras up and the cameras not up. And
yes, exactly.
Yeah.
There was a question. There were security cameras up above near the roof line where they were not there on September 1st, but then later, I think Tolliver had testified, but then there were security cameras up above, correct? That
yes.
had been later installed. And Mr. Tellis had testified concerning that, but let's talk about a ring camera.
Yes, sir.
A ring camera right by the front door. There was a ring camera there, correct?
Yes, there was.
And was the data from that ring camera obtained?
What was available was obtained, yes.
And what was available?
Oh, I'd have to look back in the case file. I don't remember at this point. I knew there wasn't anything at the particular timing that were basically on the 2nd. There wasn't much video that was that was found to be relevant.
Okay. So is it your testimony that there was no relevance? And I mean, obviously, did you have a chance to review what may have been captured?
Yeah, the Ring video I did.
Okay. And specifically on September 2nd, was there any evidence that you're aware that was recovered from the Ring camera that was right next to his front door?
I can't remember if there were clips from the second or not. I just remember that whatever was there, I could tell it wasn't relevant. And that's why there wasn't any clips preserved, or they were all preserved, my mistake. But that's why any clips weren't used potentially in that video synopsis that was provided.
And who would have reviewed the evidence that was taken from the Ring camera?
I know I did. I'm not sure who, are you referring to Detective Mogg?
Yes, or yourself. I'm asking, who would have reviewed the contents of that Ring camera?
I did, and I know he had it available to him with the video production, so I could assume one way or the other, but I can't say if he did. I know I did.
Okay, and if he had given testimony when asked that same question, he talked about the security cameras up above that were installed later, but he didn't appear to have any memory of anything that may have been reviewed from that Ring camera.
Okay.
All right. And you don't have an independent recollection of what may or may not have been recovered from that Ring camera?
I don't. I'm sorry.
Okay. No further questions. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Can you redirect?
Yes. When you say not relevant on the Ring camera, what does that mean?
We knew what time, or had estimated the timing of when the Red Denali would have left, and when it would have arrived back. And there was nothing at those timing marks or really in between that time either showing that Mr. Tejas was home or that anybody else was coming and going.
So it wasn't informative as to the whereabouts of Mr. Tejas at any time?
Correct.
Thank you.
And when we talk about any time, we're talking later in the day.
I'm talking on the second.
On the second. So outside of that, you have no memory of anything that may or may not have been captured on that Ring camera on September 2nd?
I don't. I'm sorry, sir.
Thank you. No further questions.
Anything else?
No, Your Honor.
Okay. Thank you very much for your testimony here today. I step down and you are excused from your subpoena. Thank you for coming back today. Does the state have any further witnesses waiting?
We do not, Your Honor. I think we may be recalling for Mr. Jaskiewicz. May want to
called
Detective
Fulton. Okay, all right, so we'll break for lunch.
Thank you.
During this recess, you're admonished not to discuss or communicate with anyone, including your fellow jurors, in any way regarding the case or its merits, either by voice, phone, email, text, internet, or other means of communication or social media. Read, watch, or listen to any news or media accounts or commentary about the case. Do any research, consult dictionaries, the internet, or reference materials. Do any investigation, test a theory, recreate any aspect of the case, or in any other way investigate or learn about the case on your own, or form or express any opinion regarding the case until it's finally submitted to you. We'll be in recess till lunch. When that witness comes back, I think that's our last witness of the day, right? We will bring you back in when that witness is here, and we will probably end early for the day. But at this time, you're excused for lunch. Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you. Okay. Does the state stipulate to the presence of the panel?
Yes, Your Honor.
And the defense?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. We can bring the witness back in. Understand you are still under oath?
I do.
Okay, thank you. You can have a seat if you'll just state and spell your name for the record.
Once again, first name is Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W. Mm-hmm. Last name, Hovanis, H-O-V-A-N-E-C.
Thank you.
If I may approach.
You may.
Detective, I'm showing you it's been admitted as Defense Exhibit L3.
Yes.
I'm showing you it's been marked as Defense Proposed Exhibit 03. On 03, I'm sorry. It's been marked for admittance on Q3 as well as R3. And at this time, we can move for admittance of these.
Objection.
Okay, they're all related.
Just have a couple questions for you.
Yes.
In reference to Exhibit 03, you can see that this, on page one, that this is an extraction report from a virtual image produced by you, I mean your forensics examiner, correct? In this, and you testified previously in this case.
Not sure what you're referring to as a virtual image.
The photographs. Recall the photographs.
Might be looking. You said 03?
Let me ask you this. I'll just back up. This is a report generated from the Dell Optiplex.
These are two reports here that were generated from data that I extracted from the Dell Optiplex, yes.
You can see that it was logged into with a personal Gmail account, correct? That'd be page four of rrtellus@gmail.com.
There has been a Chrome login with that email address, yes.
This was the same account used on the Android phone that you had given testimony to or concerning previously.
If I had that extraction, I could verify that, but I don't have any reason to not believe you.
Okay, and that's consistent with your prior testimony concerning the cell phone.
Okay.
Is it fair to say that that means that anybody, and we have a work computer and then we have the cell phone. Is it fair to say that this means that anyone in or out of the public administrator's office with access to this computer could also access the same Google account that the phone was syncing to?
I'm not sure I understand that question.
I mean, they're synced. And if a person, obviously, the Google account that the cell phone had access to, it was accessed also from the work computer, or able to, the one that was recovered from the public administrator's office.
I have nothing in this report to show me his phone was synced. I just have an artifact here showing me a Chrome login using a specific email address.
Okay, and if I told you that's the same login address that was used from the cell phone, would you have any reason to disagree with
it? No.
And again, not claiming, you were asked previously about hacker information, but if you have this access from the public administrator's office, from the desktop accessing the Google account that the cell phone had access to, it's fair to say that one could access that Google account from either location, from the cell phone or the desktop that was at the public administrator's office.
It would be possible to log into the account from both locations.
If I could turn your attention to Q3. You recall that line of questioning previously and the previous day that you had testified concerning all the images?
I do.
The alleged surveillance images?
Yes.
This shows, and if I represented you, this was the last snapshot being taken. It was on 8/15/2022 at 10:32:48 a.m.
That is what it's showing as a modified time. That's not necessarily the time the picture was taken.
Do you have any information concerning what the last access, and the last access doesn't necessarily mean that it was changed in any way, but that's what we, based upon your testimony previously, that's about the time that this was taken or it was accessed.
So on here it has a modified timestamp. That's the last time that the phone interacted with that photo. It really doesn't have anything to do necessarily with when that photo was taken.
Okay. I could turn your attention to what's been admitted, R3. If you could turn to page 18. Here we have a, there's a record of time of somebody accessing the Ariana Payne's employment probation completion. Do you see that?
I do.
And do you see that time being accessed at 10:44:29 a.m.?
I do.
Presumably that was from the desktop from the public administrator's office as well as the time that was accessed, correct?
That appears correct.
And if we could go to page 11. See that? You can see that that, as you can see, the first access is at 10:43:13 a.m., correct?
First visited date, time, yes.
In reference to the questions concerning deleted images, if I may approach. Mm-hmm. You were asked questions concerning the Cellebrite extraction of the subject cell phone, the one belonging to Mr. Tellis. Do you recall that?
Yes.
Again, during the break, you didn't examine the actual cell phone, correct?
No.
You had been provided a photograph. It was a picture taken. It was up from the Cellebrite webpage, and it had discussed deletion, correct?
Correct.
Would that deletion necessarily concern the content, or would that deletion concern the metadata, or both?
It could vary. It could be both.
So the metadata is basically the data concerning the data on the phone. Is that a fair?
It's data about data, yes.
And in reference to this exhibit, it was the timeline extraction, correct?
Correct.
And if you could please explain to the jury what a timeline extraction is versus an SMS or text message extraction.
So a timeline extraction basically takes all the artifacts that were parsed out by Cellebrite and just puts them into chronological order by date and time.
And you're obviously able to access various information through this timeline extraction.
I'm not sure what you're asking there.
This timeline extraction, it contains more information, different information, than, let's say, the Teams or SMS extraction. Fair to say?
Not necessarily. The timeline is just putting everything into order by date and time.
And there is an extra column on this timeline extraction contained within this exhibit L3, where on the right, and you did see this, correct?
Yes.
It says deleted, and it says yes, correct?
I'd have to see that again.
Absolutely.
That is correct.
I mean, so here in this right column, and it's, you can see, everybody see that? Up here we have deleted, and it says yes, correct?
Yes.
And there were a number of questions made yesterday concerning a message that was sent to Mr. Tellis's phone, message being 10:36:02. And there was questions posed to Mr. Tellis concerning having deleted that text message, all right?
Okay.
I'm just telling you what testimony was today. Based upon this timeline extraction, where when a matter is deleted, it says yes. Here, we don't have the red letter stating deleted yes, correct?
Correct.
Same thing as to three, the instant messages, deleted, we don't have yes, correct?
That's correct.
Thank you, I have no further questions.
Mr. Hanson?
Yes, sir.
Just want to cover quick topics. Publishing N through defense N3. You remember those questions on cross-examination
You were shown this property report and you were asked if you had searched for recipes in any of these devices. Do you remember that?
I remember being asked questions about the other devices, yes.
Okay, so if you could, sir, do you see where it states says remarks here?
Yes.
Can you read that sentence for me?
Item 1 was taken from Lee Kennett's cubicle. Items 2 through 6 were taken from Telus's office.
Okay, so these were objects. You didn't search for the term recipe or fried rice in relation to digital devices removed physically out of the public administrator's office.
I've done no searches on the other devices.
So like, you didn't go through desktop computers to look for recipes?
No.
Okay, but all of that stuff came physically out of the PA's office?
Yes.
It didn't come out of Mr. Dulles' home?
No.
Do you remember there being some question about whether if you have a login that connects to an email, that somehow that links a phone to a computer, something along with, do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay. Just to be clear, you said that that's not what that necessarily means, correct? That's not what that stands for.
That's correct.
Okay. And just to be clear, there are apps or softwares or programs that sometimes require an email address as your username, right?
That's correct.
It doesn't necessarily mean that the data will show up on another device. It just means if you want to access that particular website, you could, you know, you type in your email and then maybe a password or something like that.
Correct.
Okay. And in this, on those documents, it appears Mr. Telus's Gmail account is maybe the username.
It does.
There was questions about, I think there was one of those street surveillance images. There was a report on that.
Yes.
Okay. Just so we're clear, you on direct and I think on cross talked a little bit about the difference between when the report says modified versus created, right?
You yes.
had discussions with this jury about that. What is the difference if you see in an extraction report where an image is created versus modified? What's the difference?
So when the image actually has a full complement of metadata, you might get something like the created time when that picture was actually taken when it was created. In this instance, with a modified time, that's the last time that that phone interacted with that file for whatever reason.
And I think we had a lot of discussions about the pathway of a lot of these images being located in what, a cache file, is that right?
Cache files, yes.
What exactly, again, is a cache file?
The cache file is just storing data about these files in order to help the phone speed up processes later on.
So you could, in theory, create a photo, delete that photo that would have had the creation metadata, but if the image was stored in a cache file, that image would just still stay in there, correct?
It would.
Okay, and so when we're seeing modified, you said that's the last time your phone is interacting with the image in the cache, right?
Yes.
And again, the phone has this cache file because it does what? Does it shrink sometimes images down so they're easier to send or things like that?
It can change the size of them just to make it easier to recall that image later.
Okay, but that's the significance of modified, right?
Yes.
There were some questions again about the where are you message. Do you remember being asked that on cross?
Yes.
Just to be clear, you can't speak to definitively if it's been deleted or not. Isn't that correct?
That is correct.
And just to be clear, I'm going to publish L3, defense L3. In some instances, when there's this column here that says deleted, some instances Cellebrite can actually capture when a user deletes an image, correct?
Deletes a message in this case, yes.
And that's kind of what records that, correct?
Yes.
But there are instances where things are removed from a phone and it won't pop up in that column, is that right?
Correct.
And I think you even had the little printout from Cellebrite that explains that as well, correct?
Correct.
There were some questions about the distinction between timeline and Teams messages or SMS messages. Do you remember that?
I do.
Just to be clear, if a phone contained SMS messages, and maybe, you know what Microsoft Teams is?
I do.
Okay, let's just say for a second, a phone carried Microsoft Teams messages rather than, let's say, a desktop. But let's say the phone has Microsoft Teams message, SMS message, maybe multimedia message. if all of those categories were in a phone and you went to the timeline, if it had timestamps on those messages in all those categories, would timeline just simply put it all in cron order?
It would.
Does timeline in any way manipulate or change the data that's in the phone?
No.
It just puts it in chronological order?
Yes.
I have no further questions.
Anything else, Mr.
Dressen? Yes, just so we're clear then, in reference to the images, and there has been testimony elicited concerning these images near a Popeyes, based upon your testimony, we can't say when those photographs were taken.
I cannot.
So then to say that they were taken in August, we can't really say that, can we?
I cannot.
So if there was a line of questioning elicited from witnesses yesterday that they were taken on August 15th, we can't say that, can we?
I cannot.
In reference to the messages, and there's been questions asked previously concerning deleted or not, that perhaps Mr. Tellis had deleted this message from a family member on the morning of September 2nd. We can't say then, based upon your review of the data, if they, in fact, that question or that email had been, or text had been deleted, correct?
No, I cannot say that.
So it would be wrong to then assume that it had been deleted since we don't know.
On my end, yes.
And finally, I was asking if we could get, I have this image. There were multiple devices seized from Mr. Tellis's home, correct? Electronic devices.
You said from his home?
Yes.
Correct.
We had a Lenovo laptop, model 80SA. You aware of that?
Fits on the property report, yes.
We have a Dell laptop.
Sounds, there were quite a few items seized.
And there were quite a few electronic items seized, correct?
Yes.
There was this Toshiba disk drive card adapter, but we have at least two laptops, correct?
You say it's correct off the property sheet, yes.
Did you search those to look for these the rice recipes, your chicken and rice recipes, concerning the questions that you were asked before?
I have not searched any other devices, no.
You did not?
I did not.
Thank you. I have no further questions.
Anything else from the state?
One question based off of something you mentioned. He said, remember that question, it'd be wrong to assume that the where are you message was deleted, right, by Mr. Tellis. Do you remember something along those lines? But just to be clear, even though you can't definitively say it, you can't rule it out as a possibility, correct? It's possible a user could have deleted the message.
That is correct. I can't say one way or the other.
Okay, thank you. No
further. But then to argue that it has been deleted, that would also be incorrect, correct?
Again, well, I can't say one way.
Right, argue is different. I mean, if you want to ask him his opinion. Yeah.
You can't say.
I cannot say.
And we wouldn't be able to say unless we had the actual physical phone that was taken from Mr. Tellis, correct?
Even having the actual physical phone might not lead to that information.
Okay. But then to assume that if we have it on an Apple Watch and not have it on this extraction, we can't say that it was deleted, correct? Because this is just the extraction.
This is just an extraction of this specific device.
Thank you. No further questions.
Anything else for this witness? Okay, it looks like we have a question. From a juror has been marked as Quartz Exhibit 22. If someone airdrops pictures, would you know if the pictures are on the phone due to an airdrop? And if so, can you tell who did the drop of the pictures?
I don't have a lot of personal experience investigating that specific
question, but in this instance, you wouldn't, just taking this phone as a Google phone, wouldn't be AirDrop compatible. That's an Apple function.
Thank you. Any follow-up from the state?
No, Your Honor.
From the defense?
No, Your Honor.
Okay. Thank you very much for your testimony here today. You may step down. And you are now excused from your subpoena. Thank you very much for coming back today. Does the state have any further witnesses that they intend to call in rebuttal?
No, Your Honor.
Okay. And Mr. Draskovich?
No, Your Honor. Thank you.
Okay. All right. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, you have heard all of the evidence that will be introduced in this trial. We are going to conclude for the day. When you come back on Monday morning, you will be instructed on the law, and then both sides will be permitted to speak to you in their closing argument, and then you'll be excused to deliberate upon your verdict. I just want to make sure, is 9:30 okay with the parties, Monday?
Sure.
All right, so we are going to start Monday morning at 9:30. During this recess, you're admonished not to discuss or communicate with anyone, including your fellow jurors, in any way regarding the case or its merits, either by voice, phone, email, text, internet, or the means of communication, or social media. Read, watch, or listen to any news or media accounts or commentary about the case. Do research, consult dictionaries, internet, or reference materials. Do any investigation, test a theory, recreate any aspect of the case, or in any other way, investigate or learn about the case on your own, or form or express any opinion regarding the case until it's finally submitted to you. Thank you very much. Have a good weekend. We'll see you Monday morning.
Thank you. All right. For next jury,
sure. Approach, and I give you your copies of the jury instructions, and then we can formally settle these instructions. Okay, is the state familiar with court's proposed instructions 1 through 32?
Yes, Your Honor.
Any objection?
No, Your Honor.
Any further instructions the state would like to propose?
No, thank you.
Is the defense familiar with court's proposed instructions 1 through 32?
Yes, Your Honor, we've reviewed them.
Any objections?
No objections.
Any further instructions you'd like to propose?
Not that have been already incorporated within our proposed jury instructions. No.
All right, so these instructions will be logged with the clerk, and the jury will get a copy of them on Monday morning. I know if we need to talk about the other instructions, so if you just give me a few minutes.
Absolutely.
And we can go back in chambers. Thank you.
More continuing coverage in the Las Vegas Reporter murder trial of Robert Tellez is on the way. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today, press subscribe now.